So we've got Brittany McNamara joining us, the head coach of the Midview Lady Middies. And Coach McNamara, thanks for coming out here. Now, Dan McNamara owns Hoop Tech.
Yep.
Brittany McNamara. Is there a thing, you know, help us out with that.
Yeah, so that's my dad's brother, so he's my uncle.
Awesome.
So my dad's the oldest of nine, so it's one of the nine. Yeah, and then my other uncle, Mike, owns First Source.
So
you get all the
money. I see how this all,
see how it all
pieces
connects.
Parts coming together. Wow.
You know, so, you get McNamara's coming from every side.
So I'm assuming that your young ladies are familiar with this facility.
Yes. We were here a lot last year. Anytime we couldn't get into the gym because of whatever. We were always up here. I always, you know, shuttle girls here, telling them go, get into the gym as much as they can, you know, in season, out of season. It's just a wonderful place to have, so close to Midview and so close to Grafton and wherever. So it's really awesome.
How much does that help the program?
Tremendous. You know, it's be able to have access to a court 24/7, whether it's, you know, you're like at Midview or here in the shooting machines, everything. They're just great.
So. Now, there's plus one. Hold on now. There's plus one in the clan since we've talked to you a year ago. There's an extra supporter of the Lady Middies.
Of course,
around. Yes. How's that all? Well, congratulations
first
and foremost. But how's that all factored into coaching and balancing everything in this crazy life?
I want to say last year I was pregnant on the show.
And I believe so,
Noelle, my daughter, she's 6 months old.
Oh, how awesome.
I mean, the girls just love it. She comes to practice sometimes. We have our own little pack and play. You know, I'm yelling at the girls. She's staring at them too. It's a great turn. It really helps me sometimes, but it also hinders it because it's like, oh, look at the baby. I'm like, no, we gotta focus. Let's go. Yeah. So, it's so great to have her around.
Good.
So, talk to us about this year's team.
Oh, I'm so excited. We've only lost one senior. You know, we get back Mary Meng, Olivia DeFranco, Grace Seymour, Erica Baldoza, who were, you know, all starters on our team last year. We also get back Maya DeFranco, who, you know, was out with a knee injury last year. She's looking better than ever. We add a freshman, Leah DeFranco. So I have many DeFrancos.
Lots of DeFrancos.
You know, it's like just one after the other. You know, I could go on and on about every girl on our roster. I have six seniors, 14 girls I'm rostering. So right away, it's great. Two freshmen are up on varsity. We have depth somewhat this year than we did last year. We only played 6-7 girls. So I'm really excited. They all understand who I am. That, you know, it's not my first year with them anymore. So we're really excited. We're getting ready to go. We all have these different goals in our mind, and we're ready to get back to right where we left off.
18-6 a year ago, you talk about where you left off.
Yeah.
Let's just go back to that for a minute. I remember down at Medina, Division One, with district final, district semi.
District semi, yep.
Yeah, you had a great season. So having that kind of momentum and having an 18-6 season and all these young ladies coming back, I would assume that's got to get you ready for this year.
Yeah, they're so excited. They've been itching to get back in the gym together. 18-6, that's the best Midview's done in a really long time. Second in the conference. I think we broke a multitude of records last year, one being those 18 wins. Midview hasn't had an 18-win season in, I don't know, since the 90s. So it's really exciting to get, you know, people talking about Midview and, you know, the community and the sport that we get is just next to none, and it's so great.
Well, and to have so much of that back, and we've talked about some of the individuals already, and one girl we talked about off air for a bit a while ago, Mary Meng.
Yeah.
I mean, just an incredible talent. You can't miss her when she's out there on the court. That's for dang sure.
Yeah.
She could probably give me a bucket or five in the post if I tried to guard her. So what's kind of the next step for her this season as she looks to kind of impose her will on the court?
Yeah, you know, like she came in and with a bang, you know, against Avon last year, had 28 points and however many rebounds. She averaged a double-double last year.
It's incredible.
Not many people can stop her, you know. I consider her the best player in Lorain County by far. I mean, not just because of her height, but, you know, the way she handles herself in the post and outside. She can shoot the ball. She can handle the basketball. You know, she's going to be a really big help for us this year. And she's one of those girls that everybody has to look out for. And you either got her or Olivia DeFranco, and, you know, pick your battle. choose your poison kind of thing with them.
So. Well, and that's what impresses me the most about your roster is obviously you got Mary there, but then you have just so many other weapons around her, and there's a lot of shooting, it feels yeah. like, with your team as well. So that's just kind of a perfect blend, if you will, the big post presence
yeah.
and then a lot of spacing around her. That's just offensively, I got to imagine possibilities seem endless for you guys this year.
For real, endless. You know, we have the pieces to really put together a great season and a great campaign to get us to where we want to go. You know, with Leah DeFranco, who's a freshman this year, she'll be up and start for us this year.
Wow.
As my point guard. And it's a huge jump from eighth grade to varsity basketball, but she's got really the talent and the IQ to do it, and I'm really excited, and that kind of relieves Olivia from that point guard duty. Same with Grace Seymour. You know, Grace Seymour is not a point guard, she's a shooter from the side, and to be able to get her more of those shots, that'll increase our offense, and to get Olivia, you know, not as much depending on bringing up the ball, it'll be, you know, really good for our offense, and as well as our defense too, because Olivia doesn't have to run as much and take the beatings just like Mary, you know, so
right.
it's really exciting to have all those pieces and, you know, that mesh and gel really well together.
Again, we're joined by Brittany McNamara-Cole. She's the head coach of the Midview Lady Middies. They come in to this record high, or this season, I should say, high expectations. We'll have them on WEOL. Part of that DeFranco tournament, you've got an easy game against your old coach, Eric Rothgary, to start the season. So, you know, you've got your old coach. We know that's a bit of a rival.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got the team in your league. And then, but I got to ask, is Berea Mid-Park the big rival now? What's going on with this?
Oh, you absolutely know it. And, you know, the best part of it, my dad and I go back and forth constantly. And, you know, we're really excited. He keeps tweeting, and December 21st. My birthday's on Christmas, so he keeps telling me I'm going to give you an L for my birthday. I'm like, come on, old man, I can beat you in a race. You don't think I can coach a team better than you kind of thing. So we have a lot of fun. I can tell you December 21st at Midview is going to be probably the packed for a girls basketball game it's ever been. You know, more people rooting against my dad than for me, I guess. But it should be exciting. I mean, my girls, most of them all know him, and most of them play for him for AAU as well. So it's a big
yeah.
fun game rivalry, whatever you choose to call it, but I'm just excited. It's my first time ever playing against him, coaching against him.
Oh, cool.
So you know, there's not many of those types of games around here, you know, a daughter and a father
right.
coaching against each
right,
other
right.
and you know, that's the type of things that everybody's excited for, and it brings that excitement back to girls basketball,
I wanted to ask you about having Mary going to Bowling Green,
yeah.
Mary Meng, obviously, it's tremendous for her, goes without
yes.
saying. What does that mean to the Midview community, though, to the younger girls at Midview? Shows them, you know, obviously, I would think you work hard, you can get there.
Yeah.
I would think that's got to be meaningful for your program.
Yeah, it's huge, you know, to have a girl go to that type of platform. We call it, you know, 1% goes to Division I.
Right.
Not many people get to that.
Ooh.
No matter where it's at, you know, and we're extremely excited for Mary and to watch her grow at the next level. And, you know, the younger girls get to see that no matter what, you know, Mary's such a hard worker. And regardless if she's tall or not, she puts in the work day in and day out. And that's really what got her there, too. Her talent, her IQ. But, you know, the height helps, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's a wonderful person, wonderful, you know, just always wonderful to be around kind of thing. So it really helps those younger girls to see, like, oh, look at what we can, you know, help with. You know, we can get to that level if we continue to work on this path the same way Mary did.
Well, and as girls match up with her in practice and stuff, I can't help but think it's kind of like, you know, hey, I'm going up against a Division I player over here.
Right.
Like, there's got to be some confidence that kind of goes with competing against that day in and day out.
Yeah, you know, Olivia DeFranco blocked her in practice the one
Uh-oh.
Day, and I think she
Uh-oh.
She was
let
really
her, let her know about,
about
it, huh?
that. And she, you know, she was like, did you see that? I just blocked her. And I'm like, all right, Liv. Like, yeah, you did. But, you know, it's exciting for those type of girls that, like, want to go to that level
sure.
to see, like, oh, I can do this. I'm watching Mary go through it, and she's kind of been this stepping stone for other girls to watch, and it's been really exciting.
Good.
Well, Brittany, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And we've got you, look here, it looks like three times on WEOL. We're going to have you with EC on November 23rd, part of the DeFranco tournament that we're so proud to be a part of. Yeah. January 7th, North Ridgeville comes to your place. And we've got you a few times. You go over to Avon Lake on the 28th. So looking forward to seeing you guys in the Lady Middies this season.
Yeah, hopefully we're ready for Rothgear. I mean, we got Reynoldsburg game one, Division State one champs. So
hopefully
we'll be ready.
Waste no time this year.
Nope, we have a really heavy off like non-conference schedule because our conference is so hard too. So we got to get ready. We don't want to be stumped by mags again. So
all right.
Yep. Well, again, thank you, guys. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. That's Brittany McNamara, the head coach of the Midview Lady Middies. We'll take this time out.